The Brady Report.
It is a Thursday morning. G'day, Ender.
Yeah, morning, Millsy. Morning, Baz. And can I just say, it's not me. I did not win Euro Millions, Millsy. As much as you were wishing me to get that ticket today, it wasn't me.
So how much was it worth?
$240 million. Oh. Can you believe that? Someone has today claimed the prize. $240 million. Puts them on the same financial wealth level as Adele, the singer. It is the third highest ever lotto win in UK history. Someone claimed it today, and I would imagine someone rang their boss immediately afterwards and said, ciao, adios, I'm done.
Really? Yeah. Do you reckon that's what you'd do?
I'd be still talking to you, Millsy. We'd still be discussing horse tips and
yes.
Stuff like that.
Very good indeed. Now, speaking of the Irish, mate, not good news for the footy fan. What's the latest?
Yeah, this is desperately upsetting. A 53-year-old man called Sean Cox from County Meath, Dunboyne, County Meath in Ireland, Liverpool fan who came over here for the match, Liverpool against Roma of Italy the other night, and basically he's critical in hospital. Two Italians in their 20s have been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder, police investigation continuing, and police in Liverpool are appealing for anyone who has video or mobile phone footage or pictures of the incident and the time around it to get in touch.
Not good at all. Now, Donald Trump has revealed he's coming to the UK in the summer.
The whisper in London, informed UK government sources are saying that he will arrive in the UK in July. The backstory to this is, no sooner had he been elected and Theresa May headed off to America and offered him a state visit. A lot of people don't want him to come here. The state visit has not materialized. And of course, this week, we've seen the French president having a very successful visit to Washington, D.C. And I think some people in London are a little bit jealous. The Trumps are on their way early July.
That'll be interesting indeed. All right, mate, you enjoy counting your money and we'll hear you again with Ollie this afternoon.
Have a great day, guys.